Welcome to the Domestic Fuel Cast, a podcast devoted to news and information about alternative fuels and energy, produced and hosted by Zimcom New Media.
Brightening everyone's day with Community Solar. I'm John Davis reporting. Solar can be a great way to generate power, especially for those in areas that have plenty of sunshine and plenty of space for their panels. But even in places with plenty of sunny days, some folks who might want to use solar power either don't have a good non-shaded space on their roof, or the local utility limits the amount of solar power they make available to the grid. That's where David Amser Olszewski, founder of SunShare, a community solar projects company based in Colorado, comes in.
On-site solar is just not practical for many people, either because of trees shading, they don't have room next to their house or commercial building to put solar panels on the ground. So our concept was, why don't we just build solar panels in a large field and connect it to the electricity grid like you do with traditional power plants, and then people can just purchase the electricity from our solar farms instead of purchasing electricity as they do today from coal and natural gas-fired power plants. So that was the simple premise that we started the company with. Was let's just make solar easier for everybody to participate in and just have it be a consumer choice.
And part of that consumer choice includes being able to determine the amount of solar you wish to use.
When a utility builds a solar farm or purchases energy from one, they're usually doing it to meet a state mandate. So say, for example, in Colorado, you have a 30% mandate for renewable energy by 2020. The main investor-owned utility, Xcel Energy, has to meet. So that means that 30% of the energy that Xcel customers use is coming from renewable sources, mostly wind, but also solar. With community solar, it's giving customers, individual customers and businesses, the option to go 30% renewable energy or 40, 50, or 100% renewable energy. So it's giving people the option to use more renewable energy than the state mandates might require of the utility. So it's a consumer choice benefit for customers.
And since there are no variables in what the sun will cost, it shines for free, Amster Olszewski says customers can pay a fee for whatever amount of solar they want. And when you add in the percentage not covered by solar, the total utility bill comes out to be less than before.
You would register to pay us a monthly fee for the electricity that we produce, and that would be equal to or less than the amount that you were paying the utility to use energy for fossil fuels. So you'd actually have two bills, but where your utility bill may have in the past been $100, let's say you went 100% solar, your new utility bill would be $40, and you might owe us $50. So your total payment to the utility for power lines and of $40 and your payment of $50 to SunShare for the energy is $90, which is less than the $100 that you used to be paying for utilities. So customers can actually save money, and then they're hedging themselves against the price fluctuations that you have with fossil fuels over time.
One of those satisfied customers of SunShare's community solar plan was Nick Kittle, the performance and innovation manager for Adams County, Colorado, just east of Denver, who uses SunShare for his county's power needs and was introduced to SunShare when he was living in Colorado Springs.
David Amster Olszewski got introduced to me, and we started having a meaningful discussion about the challenges that come to meaningful implementation of solar as a real energy source and a really reliable and viable energy source for America. And so part of the discussion that we had was one of those challenges, as David correctly identified, was the fact that you have to have a roof in most cases in order to have solar, or the utility has to be willing to provide it. So the question became, how can we get solar for those who can't necessarily, who don't have a roof, who might be in an apartment, or might not have access, or might move around a lot? How can solar become viable for that person? Because if it becomes viable for them, it can become viable for a lot more people.
Kittle's positive experience on a personal level with SunShare in Colorado Springs convinced him to use the company when he moved up to Adams County.
One of the other things I'd mentioned about my residential experience with them is that I actually moved out of the house that I was in. And what was a great part about the program and what really appealed to me about it was, because I left my house, if I had built solar on my property, I would have left the solar behind as well. But because they allow you to transfer within the territory, I was able to transfer those credits with me when I moved into an apartment. So I was able to keep the solar coming with me and then transfer it to another house. So those solar credits have actually transferred with me from address to address. And so once I saw that level of flexibility, when I came up here to start working in Adams County, it was SunShare had just moved up here and won the Xcel contract, and they approached on what I would call a new model of how community solar could work and wanted to know whether we would be interested. So we sat down and started having those discussions. But certainly my residential experience, my personal experience with them, really helped me understand what they were trying to do here and allowed for that opportunity.
He adds that the county is seeing some significant savings as a result of using SunShare.
Because how they changed their financing model and because of their partnership with Xcel, SunShare was really, we talked about a model where we could get into solar, find facilities that really made sense. Facilities with high demand charges really make sense because solar could lock in at a lower rate than those facilities with these incredibly high demand charges. So when you're looking at the long-term time horizon, it's actually a way to make solar make sense fiscally right out of the gate. So we were able to essentially lock 7 of our facilities, put them on solar at 0 upfront Adams County taxpayer cost, saving an estimated $300,000 over the next 20 years.
And it's giving the Colorado County a chance to be an anchor for a bigger community solar project. Getting bigger is one of the things SunShare's Amser Olszewski wants to see. They're already selling out what they're building and plan to build.
Our projects, because of limits that are imposed by state laws and utilities, our projects are consistently sold out before we can even finish construction on them. In fact, we've never finished construction on a project that wasn't already sold out. So you're looking at a situation where you have a backlog of customers. Fortunately, it's not as long as Tesla's backlog, where you have to wait a year and a half to get an SUV from Tesla. But it does create a backlog that we're always building new projects to meet that backlog. Like this fall, for example, we're building roughly 100 acres worth of projects in Colorado, and will probably be sold out 2 months before construction is completed.
Amser Olszewski says in addition to their Colorado location, they have an office in Minnesota and hope to open up more across the country as new community solar regulations are put in place. SunShare has grown by 10 times in the amount of capacity being installed this year and hopes to multiply by that same amount next year and in the years to come. Music to the ears of a sustainability guy such as Kettle.
It makes solar affordable for everyone. I don't have to be a homeowner in order to have the right to have solar energy now. I can make a choice as a person who lives in an apartment, somebody who's elderly and pays a portion of a utility bill in an assisted living home. HOAs, groups can participate and not have to have on-site, on-roof solar. Now I can have it in another location that is more convenient for a utility because maybe it's located closer to a transmission line. And there's no maintenance or upkeep for me as a resident. So those are all really exciting things. I have the choice for clean, affordable energy. This is the step forward that we as a country need to be looking at.
I'm John Davis reporting.
You've been listening to the Domestic Fuel Cast, the official podcast of DomesticFuel.com. Check out the website daily for the latest good news about the alternative energy industry.